A lot of people used to call me Mr. Atari because I did so much Atari stuff. Mr. Atari. Call me Mr. Atari. Mr. Atari. Mr. Atari. I've written loads for Guru Larry. I've written loads of his Fact Hunt videos. Watched loads of my scripts on that. Yeah, I've probably written about, I don't know, probably about half the ones he's done. His latest one that he did, I wrote. I cheated a little, in all honesty. Yeah, it wasn't me playing it. I cheated. I've been doing books with other people for a while. I've done some stuff with Fusion Books. Stuff that Chris Wilkins has done. I've contributed to a few of his books. When Chris asked me to do the Oliver Twins book, that was really, really good. And I got to go for curry with them and stuff like that. When we were planning out the book and we did the kind of event to launch it and stuff like that, it was, yeah, that was kind of surreal in a way. I'd guested articles in some other people's book clubs and Ashen's book and stuff like that. Kim Justice and Nostalgia Nerd, both very good friends of mine. I've helped both of them out with things in the past. I have an incredibly, almost photographic memory at times. I'll actually tell you a really funny story about Ramble Island. Revival a few years back, and one of the talks was, God, what's his name? I've just suddenly forgotten. The guy from Graph Gold who did it. Oh, I'm going to have to Google this quick. Steve Turner. I have an incredibly, almost photographic memory at times. My favourite one is the ZX Spectrum Compendium. Sorry, A Compendium of ZX Spectrum Games, to give the right title. I've actually written 4 Atari ST articles for Retro Gamer over the years, believe it or not. Because I think it's got a reputation these days for just being a poor man's Amiga. I'm sure you're aware of the stuff that Bitmap Books do. I've just done a book with them. Yes, we've just finished Atari 2600 and 7800 Visual Compendium, which will be their first Atari book that they've done. It is officially licensed and endorsed by Atari. Then a roundabout way, I've just worked for Atari, which is amazing. Loads of people are bringing out retro books now. It seems like everybody's doing it, really. Early on, it wasn't taking me very long. I knocked out a lot of books very, very quickly. The thing, I mean, when you're writing your own books, obviously, you've got complete creative freedom. I can write whatever I like, and there's never any changes made to it. So, you know, I am completely my own boss, so to speak, which is great. A year or so ago, you know, if people asked me what I did, I would say I was a writer anyway. I've always said I'm a writer before anything else. You know, and they said, oh, what do you write? I would have said, oh, you know, I write for Retro Gamer. And now people ask me, I'll say I'm a writer and a YouTuber. Oh, what do you write? I write my own books. Call me Mr. Atari. A few years ago, Darren Jones at Retro Gamer nicknamed me the Machine because I could turn around stuff really, really quickly. Darren nicknamed me the Machine. The Machine. People nowadays have a very short attention span. And what if I could cram a documentary into 10, 15 minutes? And that was my idea. So that was where the whole story of thing came from, really. I used to be part of a forum where I was one of the admins and there was loads of us. So I ended up with a massive archive of clips. And those kind of videos were very easy to make with all these clips. Sometimes where I've got to add extra ones, so I might have to record a few clips here and there. But the large majority have been my own. I'm a very, very fast writer, I always have been. Now I have all the Atari systems. I have a complete 7800 collection. Complete Jaguar and Jaguar CD. Atari 2600, I have over 300 games, so it's not complete, but it's pretty substantial. Complete Atari Lynx collection. A decent Atari 8-bit collection. Pretty much all Atari. Anything Atari related, that's what kind of what I've become known for over the years. A lot of people used to call me Mr. Atari. Mr. Atari. Mr. Atari. Mr. Atari. Mr. Atari.